Hello, this is the BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. Libya's Prime Minister says he has suspended his foreign minister after Israel announced that she had met her Israeli counterpart for talks in Rome last week. Prime Minister Abdelhamid Dibeba said Naila Mangouche would be subject to an administrative investigation. Michael Duncan reports.
Israel's Foreign Minister Eli Cohen described the meeting as a historic first step in establishing relations, but the reports led to protests in some Libyan cities and the country's presidential council requested clarification. Any deal between the two would be complicated by the political divisions in Libya. The country's been plagued by violence and political chaos since the overthrow of Muammar Gaddafi 12 years ago, and its government is divided into rival branches in the east and the west. Israel is trying to build closer ties with more Arab and Muslim-majority nations. It's made progress under the US-sponsored Abraham Accords, in which it established relations with Bahrain, Sudan, the UAE and Morocco.
France is to ban students from wearing a type of Muslim dress called an abaya in state-run schools. The education minister said the rule would come into force when schools return in September. There has been months of debate over whether the loose-fitting, full-length robe should be allowed in schools. The opposition leader in Zimbabwe, Nelson Chamisa, has accused President Emmerson Mnangagwa of carrying out a coup. President Mnangagwa has dismissed international criticism of the poll, calling the election fair and peaceful. Shinga Nyoka reports from Harare.
It's not a surprise that these elections have ended up in dispute. Nelson Chamisa of the opposition Citizens Coalition for Change got 44% of the vote. At a press conference, he accused the electoral body of announcing false results, but he's yet to provide the evidence. International observers also criticised the elections. The governing ZANU-PF party has urged the opposition to take any dispute to court. Mr. Chamisa has a week to do so, but he did not say whether his party would take the legal route. He said there'd be a change in Zimbabwe, whether ZANU-PF wanted it or not.
The president of World Athletics, Sebastian Coe, has praised Hungary for hosting the World Athletics Championships. Mr. Coe hailed what he described as the electric and addictive atmosphere in Budapest during the events that ended on Sunday. Here's Alex Capstick.
A World Championships full of excitement ended with yet more drama. Mary Mora of Kenya clinched the much-anticipated women's 800 metres. On the infield, there was a popular winner in the women's high jump, Yaroslava Machachik, with Ukraine's first gold in Budapest, while in the men's javelin, the Olympic champion from India, Neeraj Chopra, threw furthest with Pakistan's Arshed Nadeem in the silver medal position. In his closing speech, the head of World Athletics, Sebastian Coe, described the championships as outstanding.
Spain's Football Federation will hold an urgent and extraordinary meeting on Monday in response to the controversy surrounding its president. Luis Rubiales caused outrage when he kissed Jenny Hermoso on the lips after the national team won the Women's World Cup. The player says she did not consent to the kiss. Mr. Rubiales has been suspended by football's governing body, FIFA. The Spanish Federation says it's now begun an internal investigation into sexual violence. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says he wants to make corruption a treasonable offence if it takes place during wartime. Mr. Zelensky hopes to put legislation before Parliament this week. There have been a series of high-profile arrests in recent months with senior officials accused of using their positions for financial gain. Archaeologists in northern Peru have discovered a 3,000-year-old tomb of a priest surrounded by a series of ceramic offerings. Experts believe they indicate that he was honoured as an elite religious leader. Andrew Ochieng reports.
The Japanese and Peruvian researchers who discovered the tomb estimate that the priest lived around 1000 BC and was possibly one of the first to begin to control the temples in Peru's northern Andes. He was buried under six layers of ash and earth. Placed beside him were small decorated spherical bowls, a carved bone spatula and other offerings. Two seals were also found in the tomb, used for ancient ritual body painting that indicated his high status. The tomb is the second oldest found in the area. Last year, the same team of archaeologists discovered one which was more than 3,000 years old.
Japan is expected to launch a rocket in the next half hour that will carry up to two very different space missions in one go. The rocket will hold a new X-ray telescope to record some of the hottest places in our universe and also a small experimental robotic moon lander. BBC News.